Hey, this is Haley.
Hi, this is Sherry on the air.
Hello, this is Prima with you.
Hi guys, I'm Blaine.
Hey there, it's Eunice.
Hello everybody, my name is Christoph.
Hi guys, I'm Nancy.
Hello guys, this is Ricky.
Hey guys, I'm Paris.
Hey, what's up guys, this is Kendall.
Hey guys, I'm Veronica.
Welcome to C Countdown.
Hello everyone, welcome to Top 5. I'm Haley.
Hey there, it's Eunice.
Hello, I'm Christoph.
Hey guys, I'm a little curious about what would make you like one particular song. I mean, like I've heard a lot of people would like a song because of its lyrics, or the beats, or the backing track, or the type of music it is, or just simply because the singer. How about you guys?
Well, for me personally, I just pay more attention to soundtrack, I mean the tunes. I don't think that lyrics means that much. Or if I just pay attention to the words, I'd be rather reading poems,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I like to, I'm more than willing to listen to those songs in a language which I could barely understand, like the Japanese ones. In their voice, in their pronunciations of the words, I can feel the special feeling. I still feel the spirit that the tunes is bringing me. I just love the tunes, the lyrics, not that much.
Okay, so how about you?
For me, needless to say, the rhythm touched my inner heart.
What I'm looking for, what I'm focusing on, is simply the feeling that the song can bring to me. Like, this song can take me to another place. It is definitely nothing like the one I'm in right now. Or like, one song can picture me the incredible night skies or something like that in front of me. Or like, the song can bring power, light, and hope to me. Or just because I'm feeling really good, like I'm so cool while listening to that. That mixed feeling is what makes me like one certain song.
Well, I do have the same feeling as you actually. I guess eventually we all want to feel something about ourselves in those songs.
Yeah, like what we really find in the music is an echo we long for, right?
Yeah, we are actually seeking for a part of ourselves in the songs we listen to. Today, I'm gonna play you guys two songs of two different styles, but the reason I like them is about the feelings they bring to me.
Cool. So what is the first song that, what exactly is the feeling it brings to you?
Well, the first song is a song of Kanye called The One. You know, always his song first.
Okay, we know. You really are a huge fan of him.
Yeah, I'm definitely Kanye's biggest fan. Okay, back to work. What the song makes me feel is the incredible willpower and perseverance, even though one man has undergone something really, really tough and has tasted all bitterness in life. He or she is still and always a fighter, a soldier. This song almost makes me want to cry every time I listen to it. But the determination and the will hidden behind the sorrow gives me limitless power to cheer up every single time.
Wow, that's really great.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what this song sounds like and what it will make me feel then.
That's right. It may give you a completely different feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, because every individual is different.
Yeah, indeed, everyone is unique, right? Like this song's name, The One. Let's enjoy this moment.
The storm is on the horizon. I'm standing here alone. Got a pistol on my hip, and it's gonna be some shit. If you want it, then bring it on. See, I'm a motherfucking soldier, and I'ma be here till it's done. Oh, when they ask you who I'm is, shit, you just tell them that I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one, baby. Since God gave his only begotten son, baby. It's hard preaching the gospel to the slums lately. So I had to put the church on the drums, baby. You on the run, baby. You on the run, baby. You think you free, but you a slave to the funds, baby. You think you me, but you ain't me. What you done lately? Mm-hmm, that's cool, but I've been running on the sun, baby. But we on a galaxy that haters cannot visit. That's my reality, so get off my Scott Disick. If you ever held a title belt, you would know how Michael felt. Tyson, Jackson, Jordan, Michael Phelps. Yeah, had to take it to another realm. Cause everything around me got me underwhelmed. Best way to describe my position is at the helm. Best way to describe my new whip. Yeah.
The storm is on the horizon. I'm standing here alone.
Wow, I have to say it really touched my heart.
Yeah, it's really peaceful but powerful at the same time.
Spot on. It is tender but strong at the same time. And I mean, it heals me every single time. I just love it so much.
Wow.
The next song today is called Rockstar.
Is it the one that was ranking number one on the Billboard for a really long time last year?
That's right. And even now, it is still on Billboard and it's ranking number 21.
After such long time? Wow.
Yeah, and what this song makes me feel is simply, I'm super dope. I would put my earphone on, just nod my head when listening to this. It can really block the outside world to me. The feeling is just awesome.
I know, I heard it before. It feels like driving on the highway and speed straight up for the whole song. It's amazing.
Really? Wow, I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay, guys, buckle up. This time, we are all super rock star.
I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, call up on no Uzi and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gra-ta-ta-ta. Ay, ay, switch my whip, came back in black, I'm starting saying recipes of Bon Scott. Ay, close that door, we blowing smoke, she asked me light a fire like a Mars song. Ay, act a fool on stage, probably leave my fucking show in a cop car. It was legendary through a TV out the window of the montage. Cocaine on the table, liquor pouring, don't give a damn. Dude, your girlfriend is a groupie, she just trying to get in. Saying I'm with the band. Ay, ay. Now she acting out of pocket, trying to grab up on my pants. 100 bitches in my trailer, said I ain't got a man. I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star.
Hey, welcome to Infinity Part this week. This is Veronica speaking again.
Well, and this is Chris.
This is Grimes on Air. What have you been doing recently?
I went to the cinema the day before yesterday. The movie called Ready Play On.
Whoa, so how about it?
Although I had read some information about how excellent the movie is before, it still left me in a shock when I saw it myself.
I heard that it was so excited and it has a high grading Metacritic.
Yeah, that's right. The picture is so high tech and I think it's a great experience for me.
Well, let me guess, is the popular song named Staying Alive, sung by Biggest, the theme song of the movie?
Bingo, but whatever, is such an impressive song that could let every listener in the heart.
Why not just put a record on and let us all talk?
Yeah, just to drop it.
Time.
How Time Flies, dear audience. I'm so unwilling to say goodbye to you. Hope today's sharing bring you satisfaction.
Touch as well. And appears at the same time.
Bye. Bye.
Welcome to the Hot Minute. I'm Nancy.
This is Haley on the air.
Hi, I'm Cody. And let's talk some interesting news of this week about the European and American music circle.
Christopher Official, the Danish big cute boy, just released his new single, Bad. What shocked me most is that he is one of the composers of this song.
That's true. As the saying goes, he can rely on his beautiful face, but in fact, he relies on his own talent.
Well, you know what? Ed Sheeran is going to play a movie. According to Deadline, Ed is talking about a new musical comedy film directed by Danny Boyle.
Yeah, Lily James, Kate McKinnon, and Himesh Patel has been sure to play in the movie. It is expected to start this summer.
Though Ed has guested in a lot of films and television in the past, the role is still unsettled and he's probably also a small role.
Taylor Swift's new country song will be released next week. Sugarland's new song, Babe, a collaboration in ACM, will be released next week too.
The tune is an old tune recorded in Red in 2011. Taylor is the main producer of the song. It has a country style as well.
And this tune is included in the new album, which will be released in June the 8th in Bigger.
Yeah, it seems Taylor's song will be released after a while. So now how about enjoying Christopher's new single?
Fire away!
I don't wanna be another him. That shit's over. Finally you found yourself a friend.And you run them over. Ever since the start, I saw the end. Around the corner, cause I know you so well. So predictable. You're an animal. I can't let you go. You're so good at being bad, you know. So predictable.Cool, but I can hide my true desire. Cause I can see the dirty in your eyes. My favorite liar, and I know you so well. Well, well, well. So predictable. You're an animal. I can't let you go. You're so good at being bad, you know. So predictable.
Speaking of new TV drama lately, I'd like to recommend Western World to you.
Western World's first 5 episodes of the second season title, outlined, directed, and screenwriter announced, April 23rd broadcast.
Alright guys, that's the end of the Hot Minute. Hope you guys like it. I'm Cody.
And this is Nancy.
And Haley, thanks for your listening.
See ya!
Hey you guys, welcome to this week's Mamu Mamu, and this is Haley on the air.
Hey, I'm Blaine.
And here's Paris. Well, before today's music recommendation, I can't help myself to recommend you a wonderful TV series called The End of the Fucking World.
Wow, that's a pretty coincidence, I gotta say, because I've been following this series lately as well.
Actually, the episodes features the series a lot.
Well, it seems that both of you guys have watched it before my recommendation, and I can't agree more that the episodes feature, and maybe more than feature, some critics even put their comments like, the episodes contribute to bring the series several levels up.
Yeah, the comment really hit the core. I still remember the plot which unfolded like James and Alyssa drove and sang along the open highway after James killed the man who attempted to hurt Alyssa.
It's such a cute plot. The song Keep On Running was the only song in the tape on the car, so James and Alyssa sang it all the way.
Yeah, at first they were so excited, but got exhausted after the endless single song repeat.
Keep On Running was one of the most famous works of the band, the Spencer Davis Group. The Spencer Davis Group is a British rock band formed in Birmingham in 1963. Their best known songs include UK number ones Somebody Help Me, I'm a Man, and Give Me Some Loving, and Keep On Running.
That's all for today's Mamu Mamu. Hope you guys could also play it for endless single repeat.
But never feel exhausted.
See you.
Bye.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。